Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 60.
House will come to order. House will stand at ease until 11:15 a.m.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. The visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Holly. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us wake up to a beautiful day with sunshine and joy in our hearts. Please put that sunshine and joy in the hearts of all the people around the world, because so much suffering and pain is going on. Please watch us as we go through these changes in the Middle East and fighting, and our soldiers, be with them and guide them as they make these decisions that affect us all. Be with us here in the House of Representatives for the state of North Carolina. Give us discernment and warm our hearts so that we first do no harm. Lord, please, please, please make us feel full and powerful in your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Speciale is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Speciale moves that the journal for May 14th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Committee reports, the clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler, Presnell, Shepherd, and Torbett, Appropriations Transportation Committee report. Senate Bill 605, Highway Storm Recovery Act, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Members, the referral to Rules is going to be stricken. This bill has already been through the Rules Committee. The chair intends to place this upon Calendar 36B. When we reconvene this afternoon, the speaker is going to ask to add this to today's calendar. But as for now, the chair orders the bill placed upon calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. The clerk is recognized to send forward a further committee report.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren, Finance Committee report. House Bill 597, Wildlife Resources Commission amendments, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 528, Indian Trail, Starlings Occupancy Tax Authority, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bills re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 544, NCAMC, NCACC, Special Registration Plate, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed upon the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes were referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. And Mr. Clerk, for House Bill 528, the original bill is also referred to the unfavorable calendar, and the committee substitute will be referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The clerk may continue.
House Bill 667, Local Option Sales Tax Flexibility, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill is placed upon the unfavorable calendar. The committee substitutes will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, upon motion of the chair is happy to extend the courtesy of the floor today to Irene Aiken, William Dixon, Richard Kerr, and Kirill Buhuman from the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. Would you stand and let us welcome you, please? For our guests that may be watching in, this is an administrative session of the House. Normally there are more people in the seats. The chair does thank the members that are here at this time. In a moment, we're going to go to notices and announcements. And once that is completed, the chair intends to place the House in recess until 2:30 p.m. today. It is the Speaker's intent to ask the body to add Senate Bill 605, the Highway Storm Recovery Act, and the other bills that were just read in from the Committee on Finance to today's calendar. So notice is hereby given that the Speaker will seek to add those to today's calendar. Are there any notices or announcements? Seeing none, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, the House will stand in recess until 2:30 p.m.
Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules Calendar and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 528, Indian Trail Stallings Occupancy Tax Authorization, favorable. House Bill 528, Calendar 36B. House Bill 544, NCAMC-NCACC Special Registration Plate, favorable. House Bill 544, Calendar 36B. House Bill 667, Local Option Sales Tax Flexibility, favorable. House Bill 667, Calendar 36B.
The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. We'd ask our pages to come forward, please. While their session was opened already earlier with the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer today, that was handled earlier this morning during the admin session. Members, we have our pages with us for the week. For our pages, the clerk is going to introduce you in just a moment. When the clerk calls your name, please step forward and wave, or otherwise let us know who you are as you're introduced. Clerk will introduce the pages.
Katie Bowles, Person County. Sponsor, Representative Larry Yarborough. Rachel Bowles, Person County. Sponsor, Representative Larry Yarborough. Isa Daring, Durham County. Sponsor, Representative Zach Hawkins. Connor Paul Ellison, New Hanover County. Sponsor, Representative Ted Davis. Carbone Johnson, Carteret County. Sponsor, Representative Pat McElrath. Amber Mann, Dare County. Sponsor, Representative Bobby Hennig. Laura Tatum, Davie County. Sponsor, Representative Julia Howard. Alima Williams, Mecklenburg County. Sponsor, Representative Nasif Majid.
To our pages, I want to welcome you here this week. Certainly, it's going to be a couple days of votes here. We've got a good bit of business. We had members who were traveling, visiting some agricultural sites yesterday. And then you missed all the craziness of the last 2 weeks where we were doing several hundred bills in this chamber. So this week we'll be a little slower pace, which hopefully will give you an opportunity to get a chance to interact more with the members and also with each other as well this week. So while you're here this week with us, we want you to learn a lot about your government, but also get a chance to make some friends along the way. We'd ask my colleagues to please join me in welcoming our pages. Pages may return to their post. Members, the chair has some special recognitions in just a moment, but we'd like to dispose of our calendar items. There are a number of bills which have been read in from committee today that were heard in rules, and then also from the Transportation Appropriations Committee. The chair is informed there's no controversy on these bills, so the chair is going to ask consent these be added. The chair will go through them one by one. First is Senate Bill 605, Highway Storm Recovery Act. Any objection to that one? Hearing not, it's added to the calendar. Second one's House Bill 528, short title Indian Trail Stallings Occupancy Tax Authorization. Hearing any objection? Hearing none, that one's added. House Bill 544, NCAMC, NCACC Special Registration Plate. Any objection to that one? Hearing not, that's added. And House Bill 667, this is local option sales tax flexibility. Any objection to that? Hearing none, that too will be added to today's calendar. A couple of these bills are roll call, which means they will require votes today and tomorrow. Chair has a number of special recognitions for guests in the gallery. The chair, if the body could lend its attention. First off, on motion of Representatives Raymond Smith, Hawkins, Montgomery, and McGee, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a number of representatives here from the historically black colleges and universities who are here today for HBCU Day. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you? Yeah. Back in the back. Thank you for being with us. Also, on motion of the lady from Iredell, Representative Turner, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to members here of the Americans for Prosperity. Where are you all? Okay, I'm here. On motion of all members of the House, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to folks who are here from the North Carolina State Fire Association, the North Carolina Association of Fire Chiefs, and a number of fire departments all across the state. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome those of you here from the fire service. Thank you for what you do. On motion of the gentleman from Moore County, Representative Bowles, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Lexi Metzger, who is Representative Bowles' intern, joined by brother Austin Metzger from Pinehurst. Where are you all today? On the left up here. Oh, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it. On motion of the gentleman from Robinson County, Representative Graham, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Vince Graham, who of course is his son, who just completed his freshman year at UNC Charlotte. Vince, where are you sitting? On motion of Representative Farmer Butterfield of Wilson County, Representative Smith of Sampson County, and Representative Rees of Chatham County, as well as Representative Candy Smith of Pitt County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Divine Nine. Those are the fraternities and sororities and the National Panhellenic Council. 550 people from across the state are here today participating in the Divine Nine Legislative Advocacy Day. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you as well. Thank you for being here. On motion of the members from Cumberland County, Representatives Lucas, Floyd, Richardson, and Soka, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Ms. Allison Van Nuys, Associate Professor, Ms. Heather Vivian, MBA candidate, Ms. Shantae Halsey, Master of Arts, Sociology, Ms. Jocelyn Smith-Gray, EDD candidate, and Mr. Wesley Fountain, Director of Constituent and Community Relations, who are here from Fayetteville State University. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Members, on motion of all members of the Republican Caucus, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a number of members of the Republican women who are here with us today. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. And on motion, the lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina Telephone Cooperative Coalition. Would you all please stand so we could welcome you as well? And Chair was informed by Representative Turner that earlier when the chair introduced the folks here from Americans for Prosperity, they weren't here in the chamber, but they're here now. We're back here on the back right. Thank you for all you for being with us today. For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Black Rice?
For a point of personal privilege.
Lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Body, I want to recognize my sorors who are in the gallery. We are Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, had its humble beginnings as the vision of 9 college students on the campus of Howard University in 1908. Since then, the sorority has flourished into a global, impactful organization of nearly 300,000 college-trained members, bound by the bonds of sisterhood and empowerment, by a commitment to serve leadership that is both domestic and international in its scope. Alpha Kappa Alpha has grown, focused on 2 key areas: the lifelong personal and professional development of each of its members, and galvanizing its membership into an organization of respected power and influence, consistently at the forefront of effective advocacy and social change that results in equality and equity for all citizens of the world. Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, better known as AKA, is dedicated to implementing programs of service that enhance the social, economic, and educational well-being of the local, national, and international communities. Programs remain the heart of AKA. The size and scope of services provided to our communities have grown and significantly improved the quality of life for all who reside within our service area. The program theme for 2018-2022 is exemplifying excellence through sustainable services. The international program includes 5 program targets that are designed to advance the mission of Alpha Kappa Alpha with excellence and underscore our commitment to sustainable service. We have targets HBCU for Life, a call to action, women's health and wellness, building your economic legacy, the arts, and go and have a global impact. Although I wear the pink and the green, I want to let you know that all members of a sorority are sisters. And so I acknowledge, and I know the Deltas in the house will be saying something soon, the Deltas, the Zeta Phi Beta Sigma Gamma Rho. I hope I have all of you. We welcome you, and we look forward to having you continue to help us serve mankind. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. What purpose does the lady from Wilson, Representative Farmer Butterfield, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to welcome the Divine Nine for our 4th annual legislative day at the People's House, the North Carolina General Assembly. Some of you probably are saying, who are the Divine Nine? I know they've been coming 4 years, but I'm new. Well, the Divine Nine are nine historically black Greek letter organizations that make up the National Panhellenic Council. These sororities and fraternities are each rich in history, have chapters across the world, and each founded at different times, and many starting on different colleges and university campuses across the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, Omega Psi Phi fraternity, Delta Sigma Theta sorority, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Beta sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho sorority, and Iota Phi Theta fraternity. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to be a member of this organization and ask all the members of the General Assembly who belong to either of these fraternities or sororities to please stand. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Smith, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I wasn't going to do it until Representative Black did what she did, so. I stand in honor of my beloved fraternity, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated was the first historically black fraternity founded on an HBCU campus. It was founded November 17, 1911 on the campus of Howard University. Four founders of this prestigious university, three of which were students and one of which was a faculty advisor. The Honorable Edgar Amos Love, the Honorable Oscar James Cooper, the Honorable Frank Coleman, and the Honorable Ernest Everett Just. And just to know that the four cardinal principles that all Omega men live by are manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. And I want my brothers to stand while I say hello. If you would. Thank you.
Calendar. Senate Bill 605. The clerk will read.
Senators Rayburn, Harrington, Jay Davis, Senate Bill 605, a bill to be entitled an act to transfer funds to the Department of Transportation to be used as a loan for cash flow needed for result of disaster recovery. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, we all know the impact the storms played and raised havoc on many North Carolinians back over the last several years. Let me just give you some details. Most departments within state government are allocated funds from the rainy day fund to go aid and assist North Carolinians on the impact from those storms. Department of Transportation is not one of those departments. So when I say out of pocket, they pretty much have to cover the expenses out of pocket with money they currently have in their fund balance. Now, granted, that money is often repaid, or a large portion of that money is repaid through the federal government, but it could be up to 5 years before that money is repaid. So you could see how it would put a strain on available funds to the Department of Transportation. Let me just give you one little tidbit. From 2004 to 2016, the DOT averaged just over $65 million in storm costs through those 13 years. The past 2 years and 10 months, storm costs are averaging nearly $225 million per year. So you can see how that's negatively impacting their available cash balance. We, through general statutes, have set a ceiling, or a floor that they cannot go down. They are rapidly approaching that. And by accessing these funds, which some actually came from DOT coffers anyway, and all of these will be paid back as kind of a loan to get us over this hump, if you would, we will be able to save almost half of 600 capital projects and maintenance operations across the state that will either be delayed for a short or long period of time based on available cash balance. So if you would, help us get over this hurdle, and those orange barrels will continue out there to the better of the transportation network for people in North Carolina. I'd appreciate very much a green vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise? Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you. I support the bill, but I just want to quibble, I guess, on one or two things. This bill comes to us under the guise of sort of hurricane recovery, and that certainly is part of the issue. But part of the issue also is it was just a few years ago we were complaining that the DOT was sitting on a lot of money, and the department responded to the goading of the General Assembly to spend more money, and long before the hurricanes got here, we had a bit of a cash flow issue. The second quibble is one we talked about back in the budget. In the midst of this, we had a pilot program related to employee pay, and the department has expended about $55 million in bonuses, and if we don't do something about that, it'll be another $55 million or something like that, all coming out of the same trust fund, all affecting the cash flow of the department. So I urge your support of the bill, but I would urge you to remember there are some footnotes to what we're about to do.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
Let's see if the bill sponsor would answer a question.
Gentleman from Gaston, yield to the gentleman from Craven.
We'll attempt to, Mr. Speaker.
He yields.
Could you explain Section 4A a little bit better?
Hang on one sec. I'll read it right out of here, see if I can make it. Appropriation from general fund as repayment for timed critical economic development project. For the 18-2019 fiscal year, there is appropriated non-recurring funds from an unreserved fund balance, a general fund, to the fund, a sum equal to the amount of funds used by the Department of Transportation under the authority set forth in Section 34.3B of SL 2018-5. The funds appropriated under this section shall be used for the purpose set forth in Section 5 of this Act. In the cheat notes, if you would, it directs the Department of Transportation to use up to $30 million in non-recurring funds from the Highway Fund to costs related to the non-transportation portion of a time-critical economic development project. That was an economic development project that we allocated $30 million. Some of those funds are not being used, so we want to claw those funds back to help us with this time as far as availability of dollars.
For what purpose, gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Auer, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think you heard what my colleague said. It's a loan, L-O-A-N, loan, and that it's being paid back when they're reimbursed back to the rainy day fund when they're reimbursed, or June 30th, 2021, whichever comes first, which is right there in the bill.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 605 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 99 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 605 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
Senator North Carolina next.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 605 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. Senate Bill 605 having passed third reading. Order enrolled and sent to the governor. Mr. Clerk, if you would send this by special message, please. House Bill 528, Cork will read.
Representatives Arp and Horn, House Bill 528, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the town of Indian Trail and a portion of the town of Stallings to levy occupancy tax. General Senator North Carolina, next.
General from Union, Representative Horn, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a local bill affecting two towns in Union County, allowing those towns to establish an occupancy tax for their hotels only if it is approved by the voters. This will put the towns of Indian Trail and Stallings in line with the town of Monroe. This has been vetted by Senate Finance, and it complies with our guidelines for occupancy tax. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Not. The question for the House, passage of House Bill 528 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk lock machine record the vote. 90 having voted in the affirmative, 9 in the negative. House Bill 528 passes second reading, remains on the calendar. House Bill 544, the clerk will read.
Representatives Potts, Jarvis, Corbin, and Yarborough, House Bill 544, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing division of motor vehicles to produce the NCAMC, NCACC special registration plate. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a bill that was previously introduced some years ago. The thresholds was too high. The Association of Municipal and County Clerks were unable to meet the threshold. This simply lowers the threshold, raises the fee. It passed both finance and rules unanimously, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 544 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Belk, would the lady like to record on the vote? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 544 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Question for the House, passage of House Bill 544 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 544, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 667, the clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Sain, Zoka, and Hunter, House Bill 667, a bill to be entitled an act to give counties additional flexibility with regard to the local option sales and use tax without increasing the existing minimum tax rate. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to start by saying that this bill does not increase the total tax that a county can levy. I want to be sure that that's understood before we start. It simply gives counties more flexibility to use their existing sales tax authority. It allows counties to levy an additional quarter cent, which is currently restricted for public transportation, while at the same time capping the overall rate of the tax at the current rate. Counties that choose to levy the new quarter cent tax would be reducing the amount of transit tax that they could ever levy in the future. Like all other local sales tax, the additional quarter cent must be approved by the voters in a referendum, and the bill gives the counties the option to identify in the ballot question the purpose for which they want to use the tax. Under the bill, the options are: one, for any public purpose; two, public education purposes; or three, or a combination of both one and two. And public education purposes includes public school capital outlay, or to retire current debt for that purpose, two, supplements for educational classroom teachers' salaries, and three, financial support for the community colleges. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I would be glad to stand for any questions, and I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 667 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 93 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. House Bill 667 passes second reading. Will without objection. Actually, strike that. It is a roll call, so the bill remains on the calendar. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 359 be removed from today's calendar and calendar for tomorrow. So, members, it looks like tomorrow we do have a few bills to take care of, those roll call bills. Of course, anything on the calendar is subject to be voted upon. And we'll see. Chair's not aware of any other committees meeting at this point, but if there are a redistricting committee, I don't know if it'll be turning out a bill, though. Chair's unaware of any other bills other than what will be showing on tomorrow's calendar already to be added at this point. If there are, we'll notify the body, but that's all the chair believes there'll be, because I believe the only committee it's going to be meeting is the redistricting committee for discussion purposes. So it looks like tomorrow will be a short day, and so the chair, I believe that committee meets at 10, so the chair is going to call session for 11 a.m. Notices and announcements. For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus immediately after session. Please be prompt. It should be very short, but depending on the, in 12:28, the quicker you get there, the quicker we can get done. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker, thank you for this point of personal privilege. First, I'd like to share and give some congratulations to colleagues for something that they helped me with over the weekend. I got a call about a mom who was down on her luck, financially unstable, and had stage 4 terminal breast cancer. Car broke down, and they didn't think that she was going to see her daughter graduate, and it was probably the last thing that she was going to see her daughter do. I immediately got on the phone and called Representative Pat Hurley, called Representative McNeil's offices. Their offices were incredibly responsive. Representative Pat Hurley was even directly involved, even though they could not help. They didn't ask what her partisanship was. They didn't ask what who she was and where she was from. They just tried to help. I also called, because we were in Orange County, Representative Greg Meyer, who found a godsend and made possible through a trusted volunteer of his the ability from this mom to get from Randolph County to Orange County, to see her daughter in her cap and gown. And guys, I just want to thank them for their efforts and for making sure that they were willing to be responsive in a time of need for North Carolinian. It was one of the proudest things that I've had a chance to do as of recent. It would have been a huge hole in that daughter's heart if her mother never got a chance to see her in her cap and gown and cross. So I want to thank those colleagues for that. Please give them a round of applause. And I'd also like to recognize HBCU Day, those who are here from historically black colleges and universities. I'm a proud member of those organizations, having graduated from the Elizabeth City State University and the North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina. And also to my fraternity brothers who are here today. I want to thank them for being here and for their advocacy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you very much, Representative Hawkins. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 605, an act to transfer funds to the Department of Transportation to be used as a loan for cash flow needs as a result of disaster recovery.
Chapter bills will be noted. What purpose does the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized, speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would like to take this opportunity to wish my seatmate a happy 40th birthday. Yeah, he's been walking around telling everybody, so I figured I'd share it as well. So we were not in session when it was his birthday, so I wanted to make sure that I said happy birthday to you, and I wish you would all help me celebrate his day.
What purpose, gentlemen from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to offer a point of personal privilege.
Gentlemen's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Hawkins for his kind words, but I need to give credit where credit is due. In helping to get the mother to be able their son graduate, I did a very seasoned move of any legislator. I called my legislative assistant's husband. And so... I want to say thank you publicly to my legislative assistant, Daphne Quinn, and her husband, Chris, for helping make that transportation possible. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder if the lady from Cabarrus, Representative Johnson, would yield to a question.
Representative Johnson, is the lady yield to the gentleman from Harnett?
I do.
She yields.
Have you missed us as much as we've missed you?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
You forgot to ask me why I rise.
I'm not even going to ask. You can say what you want to say, Representative Johnson.
I wasn't going to do this because I didn't think I was capable, but maybe it is the best time. I want to say thank you, but I don't allow anybody to cry on the floor of the House. So if you'll be patient with me, I wrote it out. So if it's okay with you, I'll read my thank you. Says, dear fellow legislators and staff, thank you for your prayers, gifts, cards, notes, calls, visits, and all the support during the loss of my son, Ben. Most of you know my son passed suddenly, but many don't know that during the last 12 months, I had lost a cousin, my only brother, my sister-in-law, my beloved mother-in-law, and 6 months ago, my husband had a stroke and is now legally blind. I was truly stressed and in need. I prayed for God to send me the strength to bear the pain of losing a son. God answered my prayer by sending you and your caring and loving spirit for your godly love in answering my prayer and supporting me in all the ways. I am truly grateful. I thank God for each of you. Thank you.
Representative Johnson, I know I speak for not only myself, but all of our colleagues that we've missed you here and that you've been in the thoughts and prayers of every single person in this House chamber through what you've been dealing with these last few months. And I hope you know that everybody in here cares about you. They love you. They prayed for you, and anything any of us can ever do for you, we will do that. So we're glad to see you back, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 16th at 11 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Johnson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.